In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Father Celso, and we're on the new talk of the new era of the divine will. And we are beginning volume 12, February 8th, 1921. And it's about this time that even though it's 1920, 100 years ago, 1921, 99 years ago, Jesus is telling us right now about today. This book is, the book of heaven is about now, what God is doing now. Even though it was 100 years ago, it's about now. So this is what Louisa says. This morning after receiving Holy Communion, I heard in my interior my always lovable Jesus saying, "Oh, iniquitous world, you are doing everything that you can to cast me away from the face of the earth, to banish me from society, to banish me from schools, to banish me from conversations, to banish me from everything." This is where we are today. It's exactly what Jesus said 100 years ago. Jesus has been cast away from the face of the earth. He's been banished from society, from schools, from conversations, from everything. What is happening? What is happening? It's the final battle. It's the final battle between heaven and earth. And if you remember Pope Leo XIII's vision, October 13th, 1884, where the Pope heard the devil saying to Jesus, "Give me 100 years and I'll destroy your church." And Jesus says, "You have it." Why would God do that? It's because what's coming is the kingdom. It's planned by God. And the devil knows God is, he believes that he can beat God. He believes he's equal to God. And give me this time and I will prove to you, this is what the devil says, that I can destroy your church, which you have planned. And God says, fine. So for the last 100 years, this is what's happened. Very, very clearly. God has been cast away from society, from schools, from conversations, from everything. This past year, a lot of the churches were closed. There was no public masses throughout the whole world. Do you think this is by chance? No. We are in a battle. We are either heaven is coming or hell is coming. The evil one is planned for hell to come, and we can see it all around us. God wins. This is why we are happy. We're happy, we're peaceful, we're joyful, because God wins. And he tells this to Louisa continuously. So he continues. He says to mankind, "You are plotting how to demolish temples, to demolish altars, how to destroy my church and kill my ministers, my priests." Jesus knew this 100 years ago. He saw this is what's coming, and he told Louisa, he says, either my kingdom is established or all hell is established. And he says, "Would you help me, Louisa, to bring my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the only prayer that I taught the apostles, the Our Father, that Jesus says that I prayed. He says very clearly to us that we begin to embrace this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that God gave to Luisa so that the kingdom could be established. He didn't ask the saints to know how to live in the divine will. He taught the saints how to do the will of God. This is to prepare us, prepare mankind to live in the divine will. This is what God has planned for us. So he says very clearly, they have been plotting for 100 years now how to demolish the churches, demolish the temples, destroy the altars, destroy the church, kill the priests. He says, but while I am here, he uses his title as God. God is preparing for you, that's all of us, an era of love, the era of my third fiat. So what Jesus is saying, the battle is here. And now, what side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the side of God who wins, or on the side of the evil one who is thrown into the pit? This is what's coming. Our job is to begin to look at our life and anything in our life that is opposed to God that we get rid of. Anything in our life. Let's begin with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubting. Let's look at the sin and say, this has to go. It can't be part of my life. Why? Worry says to God, you are not a good God. I can't trust you. Why? I have to worry about this. I can't give it to you because I don't trust you. That's horrible. Why do you think that John Paul II went all around the world to tell everyone, get ready for the third millennium? What did he say? Get ready for the glory of God, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. That's what John Paul II did. And why? A new beginning is coming. He says, Saint Padre Pio said about Luisa, Luisa is a second sun, a sun in the sky. As the sun goes down in the west, a new sun is coming up in the east. No more darkness. He says, I am God preparing for you an era of divine love, an era of my third fiat. That's why we are born at this time. God is asking us to work with Luisa to help this era of love, this era of the third fiat, this era of sanctification, this era, this new era of the divine will to come upon earth as it is in heaven. And he says, you, that's us, will make your own way in order to banish me, and will confuse, I, God, will confuse you by a means of love. So he says, if we don't turn back to God, we, in our own way, will come against God, banishing God. Let's look at Sunday. How do we keep holy the Sabbath? Do we teach our families, this is the Lord's day? We're going to Holy Mass. This is the Lord's day. It's not another Saturday. It's not a sports day. Are we banishing Jesus on Sunday by saying, hey, it's another day of fun? Or are we saying it's another day to honor God? It's the day to honor God. And he says, you will make your way in order to banish me, and I will confuse you by means of love. As you read the book of heaven, you say, I can't continue to live like I'm living. I have to turn back to God. I must turn back to God. As you read the book of heaven, he says, I will confuse you by this abundant love that I'm going to shower you with. I will follow behind you, Jesus says. I will come towards you from in front of you to confuse you in my love. It's God is love. And he's now saying, I want to get you ready for the kingdom. I'm coming to you. He says, and wherever you have banished me, I will raise my throne. Let's start with Sunday. Do we honor God on Sunday? Do we keep holy the Sabbath? There I will reign more than ever before. But I will reign in an astonishing way, more astonishing, so much so that you yourself will fall at the foot of my throne as though bound by the divine power of my divine love. Do you see what Jesus is saying? Wherever you have banished me, I'm coming back as king, as master, as Lord, as God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For all the world, everyone, Jesus says, will become Catholic. What is Catholic? It's the universal life that Adam had before the fall. Jesus comes to earth. Mary comes to earth. Why? To bring back the universal life, the Catholic life. So let's start one place, one day. Let's keep holy the Sabbath. Make that the Lord's Day. It's not another Saturday. It's not another fun day. It's a day to get closer to God, where he says, I will confuse you. I will surround you. I will drown you in love, divine love. And he says, and I will raise my throne and I will reign more than before in your heart, your mind, your soul. That's where God wants to reign. He wants you to be his child, this new era that's coming. But in a more astonishing way, so much so, he says, that you will fall at the foot of my throne. When we go into Holy Church, we genuflect. Jesus is in the tabernacle. Body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ is there. We genuflect and we say, you are my Lord, you're my master, you're my king, you're my savior, you're my God, you're my all. And we genuflect before him. We're already getting ready to fall at the foot of the throne of God. And we're going to be bound by what? By the power of God's divine love. This is what God has planned for us. This is what God wants for us. It's so great to be Catholic. It's so great to have Sunday, the Lord's Day. It's so wonderful to honor him, to recognize him as our God. Jesus is teaching us, where has he been thrown out in our own lives? Where is he in our own life? He says, if you have banished me, I will come back. And I will raise my throne and I will reign more than ever before. Great things are right around the corner. Amazing things are right around the corner. The new era has begun in the hearts and the minds of souls of the people who are reading the book of heaven. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.